Hello and welcome back to The Blueprint, powered by K Marketing Co. Today we're going to talk about how to generate leads on your website. And we've got Alicia with us today. She's our in-house creative director and our go-to website designer. And so she's going to share some expertise when it comes to not only website design, but how to do it intentionally so that you you gather leads. And so we're just going to jump right into it with this first question here. What do we mean when we're talking about lead generation?
Anytime you're talking about lead generation, you're trying to take a visitor and turn them into a potential customer. And you're getting them to take an action on the website, whether that be, sceduling a consultation call, whether that be filling out a booking form, taking some sort of action on the website is what we're talking about when we say lead conversion or lead generation.
Okay, so not just the number of traffic that you have in the volume, but more about the qualified traffic and getting the people who convert into customers.
Right. Yeah, you're trying to get those people to take an action to convert them into a customer.
So as a designer, when you're thinking about a website, what's something that you can do that with lead generation in mind?
One of the easiest things that you can add to your website right away is a pop-up that shows on any page that somebody lands on the website. Creating a pop-up for, sign-ups for an email subscription so you can send out a monthly newsletter, signing up for a consultation. Creating a pop-up is one of the easiest and most instant ways of getting a lead generation form on the website.
Okay. And now some pop-ups, and that's when it comes to design, some of what you have to keep in mind is, like, I know that for me, there's a lot of times when I'm on a website and a pop-up comes up and it interrupts what I'm doing and I don't like, and I just can't hit that X quick enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's definitely something that you want to keep in mind, right, as the designer, that you want it to be appealing and you want it to be easy for customers to understand what it is. And appealing to actually follow that path.
Yeah, you don't want a clunky user experience. And pop-ups like that or display banners on the side can make the design and the experience feel very clunky. But making sure, clear pathways that X's are visible and big enough that you can easily click out of them, especially on mobile, helps the user feel like they're in more control of the experience that they're having.
Yeah, and another way that you can do that with the pop-ups is setting the triggers to different things. And mm-hmm. So, like, one thing I was thinking about when you were saying that is that if you set it to either delay or trigger at a certain point in the page, it helps the user get to know you a little bit more before they're faced with a pop-up mm-hmm. that asks for their information. And so that's one of the ways a designer can help facilitate that experience, is triggering the pop-up somewhere further down the page or after a set delay or something like mm-hmm. that. And so on the same page of facilitating a user experience as a designer, what do you keep in mind when it comes to just you're looking at a website with a blank page and you want to make sure that this is a page that can generate leads? What are some of the things that you're keeping in mind there?
I mean, I'm keeping in mind what the page is actually for.
Mm.
How important is that either call to action or that form? How important is that? Are those two elements to the page experience and to the service that the page is talking about? So I think it kind of depends on industry and content, but I'm assessing that. I'm also assessing visuals like color and typography and things like that, because you don't want colors that are difficult to read over top of one another. You don't want text that's too small, things like that all factor into, the user experience, which ultimately leads to the conversion.
And so with that, you want to make sure that you're laying a very clear conversion funnel, a clear path forward for that user with clear calls to actions or CTAs. And for those who don't know, do you want to explain what a CTA is?
Yeah, sure. A CTA or a call for action is a step that you want the user to take on your website. So it can be either a button or a form or something like that. So, like, if you would click a learn more button, you want the user to click the button to learn more about the topic.
Mm-hmm.
So the call to action would be learn more. If it's a consultation call that you want someone to book, you want to make your button say, book a consultation call. That's what call to action is.
That's really good examples, because I was just thinking, like, along the same example of learn more, you know, a good time that you would want somebody to click learn more is if you have a page that's about, you know, you offer six different services in your business, and each one on your services page, it has a little blurb there. But then there's a lot more that you want, you know, that you can say to sell yourself on that. But you don't want to overwhelm the user on their initial, mm-hmm. you know, impression of that service. And so a lot of times we keep things on separate pages, or we have them on different points on the page, so that it's a little easier, a little bit more digestible for the user to understand what they're reading. But then if they do find themselves wanting to learn more, they can just easily click learn more, and they know this will more than likely take me to a page that has more information about this topic. And so you, as the designer, get to kind of nudge people in the right direction with those. Mm-hmm. And that's cool. So when we're talking about generating leads and we're talking about these call to action, probably the first step of that is getting these users to your website. So I would go as far as to say the first step in any lead generation is getting that person's attention. Mm-hmm. And so that could look like many different things. That could be good SEO, where somebody is searching for your specific product or service and your website comes up. And so they end up on your website, and then you want to have your website created and designed in a way that nudges them down the right path that you want them to take, or that would be most beneficial mm-hmm. for them. But then also ads are another way to do that, where you could pay to show either a graphic, like Facebook ads. You could have a video or a graphic that might really intrigue somebody and they want to learn more. And so they click that call to action, that learn more button, and they end up on your website. And once you get them on your website, what now? You want to make sure that once those users are on your website, you have built a clear structure and clear path that's easy for these people to navigate and appealing for them to navigate, so that they will take the actions that will generate leads or will convert them into a customer. And so what are some ways that as a designer you can create elements that are appealing for somebody to take an action?
So we would use something that's called like a lead magnet. And an example of that would be, let's say you have an ebook that you've put together. You could put a pop-up or form on the website that forces the user to fill out the form. And then the reward is the asset that you can provide them. So you're gaining their information and converting them into a potential lead by providing an asset.
So they're getting value out of it as well. They're not just putting their information into your website for no reason. There's something they want. They have to provide that in order to get it.
Right.
That's a good example. So lead generation from your website is all about providing value to users in exchange for usually their contact information. That's the best way to build leads. So then you could feed them into your CRM, or you could feed them into automated emails or any sort of drip campaign, so that those people who already have shown interest in the service or products that you provide, and you've already provided some value to them. So an example of how we do lead generation with our website, with K Marketing Company, we have what we call a site audit. That is a free service that we provide to people. We run ads for it. We've SEO'd these landing pages. But Alicia, you designed the landing pages. What is the thought behind that?
The thought behind the landing pages is that it's a place where the information about the service is housed in an easy, digestible way. It tells the user exactly what the value of the service is that they are getting. And then the other thing that's on it is just a simple contact form that we get information from, like their name, their business name, the website, the platform, you know, things like that pertain to us auditing the site. But it's the page consists of just relative information and a contact form.
Okay. And so when somebody ends up on that page, the important thing is that the design inspires them to take action. And so you said that they can see what the value of the service is that they're getting. They can see the contact form. So it's pretty easy. Okay, I fill this out. This is what I get. And then once you go past that, it's really, you know, it's no longer about gathering leads because you've already gathered it. But the the most important part once you have that is to follow up. Mm-hmm. A lead is no good if it's just in your inbox. And so we take that, staying on this example, we take the people who have filled that out and we perform the site audit. And we look through their website and we make sure that their SEO is structured well. We look through their design for aesthetics and we do a full site audit for the full website. And then we email that to them and we follow up usually with either a meeting or a phone call to explain what the audit showed and what our recommendations are. And that's the really important part, right? So we've got the lead from the ad and from the promise of this value. And now we have this value exchange where we give them the full site audit, the full rundown. We break everything down for them to easily understand some recommendations and everything. And then from there, we've already sold ourselves. We don't need to go into, you know, why to choose us or why, you know, we don't have to sit there and pretend like we're, you know, whatever. We've already proven it. And so at that point, it's a lot easier for that lead to take an action and go with us. And it's the same sort of idea applied across any industry. If as long as you have a value that you can provide to somebody for in that exchange, then it makes a really good lead magnet. And then the other important thing with those landing pages is that you can track the performance of those pages and you can see, okay, if 80% of the people that click on the ad look at the page for 2 seconds and leave, then it's not a great lead magnet. You know, that may be an issue with the design. It may be an issue with the ad itself getting, you know, non-qualified leads, that, you know, meaning people who are not necessarily the people who are going to convert into leads. And so you don't want your ads or your SEO or anything to target the wrong people, but that's definitely a factor. The other factors are, like I said, the design, and then also the amount of content on that page. A lot of what we talk about with landing pages are simplified, cleaned up pages that don't have all of the information about your business on it. It's a lot more simpler for these users to get a little more acquainted with the specific thing they're looking for without being overwhelmed by everything else on your website. Mm-hmm. And so those are really good design choices for lead generation. So when you're looking at that, the measurements and the tracking there, and you're finding that, okay, this landing page is underperforming, and using that previous example of 80% of the people just immediately leave after taking 2 seconds to look at the content, what are some things that you can start thinking, okay, here's how to improve that, and here's how to combat these numbers?
Right. So if you're finding that the user is abandoning the page within 2 seconds, they're not finding value on the page that's keeping them there. So what you could do is you could do A/B testing, duplicate your landing page and change the calls to action, change the headings, change the content up a little bit and test those two landing pages and see which one is getting more traffic that stays longer and is more engaged and, you know, adjust your funnels accordingly.
Yeah. Yeah, you may end up running an A/B test and finding that just switching the wording from learn more to sign up is performing better. Or you may find that a different banner picture is performing better than another one. Or, you know, there's all sorts of different elements to a page and so many different things that you could A/B test with it. But that's definitely a really good way to try to combat those numbers is changing it up, see what works better. And how can you tell when you're looking at numbers, how can you tell if a landing page is performing well or not?
Well, you determine it by, are the users actually taking the steps that you're asking them to? Are they doing the actionable thing that you're requesting on the page?
Yeah. Is it generating leads?
Right.
Yeah. That's a really good point. Is if your landing page isn't generating lead, then what's the point of it?
Right.
You want to make sure that you're designing websites in a way that inspire these users to take action. And I mean, really overall, that's the whole theme of this episode. That's how to create a website and design it in a way that generates leads. And so so we definitely hope that you guys learned a little bit more about that topic and enjoyed this episode. And I want to thank Alicia for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So make sure that you like and subscribe, and we'll see you guys next week.